next door. You're letting out all the carbon monoxide.
Welcome to Monty's Garage.
Yeah, welcome to Marty's Garage. My name's Dave. Thanks for tuning in. I really do appreciate it. I looked up my website, the Podomatic, what a dumb name, and saw that, man, it was like 2 weeks since I did my last show. And I was so far ahead of everything. I had all these folders on my laptop of future shows ready, the songs are ready, and I'm like, damn. Well, I got kind of busy. I went to Florida, did a few things, and so I'm going to catch up sooner or later. So, hope you enjoy this show. This is, I'm going to start off with Arthur and the Spooners with good old song, Johnny Too Bad.
Too bad. Walking down the road with a ratchet in your waist, Johnny, you're too bad. You're robbing and you're stabbing and you're looting and you're shooting, yes, you're too bad. You're robbing and you're stabbing and you're looting and you're shooting, yes, you're too bad. One of these days, when you hear the voice say, no! We're gonna run to. One of these days, when you hear the voice say, no! We're gonna run to. We're gonna run to the road of rescue right there, we need no road. We're gonna run to the road of rescue right there, we need no road. Johnny, you're too bad.
hesitate the pledge of allegiance before they beat me bloody dead at the station. They haven't got a word out of me since I got a billion years of probation. 69 American terminal stasis is so thick like granite in molasses. I'm sick and tired of paying these dues. I'm sick to my guts of the American ruse. Phony stars.
That band is called Joseph and the George Jonestown Massacre, and the whole album is a tribute to the MC5, and they have different guest singers in most of the song, all the songs. And that was American Ruse featuring Keith Morrison from a whole bunch of bands, but right now he's with the Circle Jerks. And I saw them recently at a place in town, Bogart's, with Negative Approach, and who else did I see with? I forget. But a good friend of mine got the tickets, asked me to go. And I'm not a big fan of the Circle Jerks, but he thought I was, so he got me a ticket. Well, that guy passed away. And so that was kind of a tribute right there to my good friend Bill, and also to Wayne Kramer from the MC5. Before that was His Lordship, which probably... it's going to be one of the best albums of the year, I think. The song was All Cranked Up. I think I played that before. They released it earlier. The album's just called His Lordship, and I'm just waiting for a U.S. release so that I can get the vinyl here. And that is His Lordship is James Walborn, I believe that's his name. It was if you ever seen the Pretenders on tour, he's a guitarist, and God, he's a kick-ass man. He is a kick-ass motherfucker. Arthur and the Spooners. Before that was Johnny Too Bad with all from their All Spooned Up, a ska punk band from Berlin, Germany. Came out in 2009, and they got something out. Came out in 2017. That's about it. But yes, this is Marty's Garage. Just trying to have a good time. Here's Channel 3 with "You Make Me Feel Cheap."
Longer nights.
Can't do it, I just can't do it.
Hold your cover, want to make it alright.
Don't make me, just don't make me.
You said I'm looking, but I must agree.
Don't wanna, I just don't wanna.
It's something putting out here, or it's just me.
Don't wanna, I just don't wanna.
And you say just won't do it.
Don't make me.
We say we're just good friends.
Can't do it.
But you know it happened once, and you know it could happen again.
Baby, come and dream.
Magic house, as I mentioned last week.
Can't do it, I just can't do it.
I know it's a shame, but I can't sleep.
Don't make me, just don't make me.
Hanging so cold and I'm being dying.
Don't
that's a douchebag. How can it be?
Good stuff. They're all a dirty douchebag with Don't You Want It. It's new. That's an EP called All Death and Gracious, and the band is out of France. Before that was the Maniacs. Or Maniacs. How do you say that? Song was Chelsea 77, and it's on the new... is that new? Action Time Vision box set. Story of independent UK punk from 76 to 79. The Maniacs are from Cambridge, London, and they had a couple singles out from they did a tour with the Clash, the Damned, and the Police, all in the same band. But then that's about all they did. I don't really know anything else besides that. It's almost Chelsea 77. I tried to find out what the hell's up with Chelsea. There's a band Chelsea. Song's called Chelsea. I don't know. I was going to look it up, but I didn't. Channel 3 with You Make Me Feel Cheap from their Fear of Life came out in 82. And they're from California from the early 80s. Yeah, 80s. Here is Dexter Weber. Another guy. Damn it. He's gone. Sucks. This is a duo he did with Jack White. Last Kind Words. On Monty's Garage.
The last kind word I heard my daddy say. If I die in the German war, want you to send my body,
send it to my mother-in-law.
If I get killed, please don't bury my soul. Just leave me out, let the brothers come and lead me home.
I went to the depot.
I looked up at the sign. If that train don't come, maybe then I'll get some walking done. My mama, she told me just before she died, when you see the dawn, wake up and let a man grow wise.
see my baby on the other side. What'd you do to me, baby? Never goes out of me. To figure it out, I gotta cross the deep blue sea. What'd you do? What'd you do? It never goes out of me. To figure it out, I gotta cross the deep blue sea.
I've been searching. get the feeling that better accountants and lawyers in cahoots with the devil. Yeah, they're in cahoots with the devil to cover the earth. Cover the earth with this wretched swill of gutless, mediocre, middle-of-the-road, sleep-inducing, homogenized pablum. Background music for the slavery of daily drudgery. Sometimes I get that feeling, man, but I know it's a lie. I know it's not true. I know it's not true. And I'm talking to Arthur Conley now. Arthur Conley, I'm talking to you. I'm saying, Arthur, where are you? Arthur, where are you? We need you. We need you to help us, Arthur. We need you to help us see.
Help our soul. Help our soul,
yeah.
Help our soul.
The great Mojo, God rest his soul. Mojo Nixon with We Gotta Have Soul from Bodacious. And I was gonna play what's the name of the song? Don Henley Must Die, because I love that song, only because there's so many Eagles fans out here, and I just like I always talk about, I go, the only thing great about the Eagles is they wrote a song about them called Don Henley Must Die. That's like pissed people off. Yeah, my buddy helps his friend deliver flowers for a flower shop that the guy owns, and he actually delivered flowers to the Mojo's family somewhere here in town. That's all I know. Flat Duo Jets for that with Wow Wow Love from the 88 Outtakes, Unreleased Studio Outtakes, and start off with the great member of the Flat Duo Jets, Dexter Wombepper, and that was called The Last Kind Words, and that was B-Side the Wind. It came out in 2009, and I'm telling you one thing right now, that there's like great people that changed music, and you know, they did something different. You know, I mean, don't laugh at it, but like the Jesus and Mary Chain, they came out and they did something different, and it was so weird, so different. Dexter Wombler, they just brought back rockabilly raw. It was cool. It was more raw than the Stray Cats. It was, I don't know, a great band. Here is a band called The Chisel with Ain't Seeing Nothing Yet. Hey, damn dog, sorry.
You lose when you're done.
brand new song from The Unknowns, who put out a great record last year. I think it was made my top albums of the year, favorites. It's The Unknowns with Heart in Two. They're from Brisbane, Australia, and it's a split with another band called The Prize. That a lot of people are hip on the Prize, but I don't know. The Drowns before that with Blackout came out in February. They're from Seattle, and the song was Blackout, and the record is called Blacked Out. The Chisel with Ain't Seen Nothing from their new record called What a Fucking Nightmare. They're from London, and what's amazing about that thing, that's got 16 tracks on it, man. I like it when the band, it puts a lot of songs in that, and it's all good too. I'm already like almost 40 minutes in the show, and I got we'll see what I cut out. I think I'm talking too much, but like this. Procter & Gamble is in Cincinnati, and a guy on Facebook posted a new thing about how Tide detergent is putting these new tiles out for laundry instead of those pods. And they said, we're going to be showing it off at South by Southwest. And I said, my first thought was, what the hell has that thing become? It used to be pretty cool. And I go, now it's just this corporate fuck off, I guess. I don't know. And I don't know, I just, shit, I always wanted to go there, but never. Here's the Spectras with One Summer Night.
1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah.
That actually was two songs by the Spectres. That was I Hate Summertime, and that started off with One Summer Night, and it's from their new record called In Horrifying Sight and Sound. It's a name your price LP that you can get. They're from Pittsburgh, and they are calling it quits. And I think that's a comp of a lot of their stuff. Not real sure, but they wrote on their Bandcamp page that after 10 years, over 100 shows, and a 12 or so loyal fans, we're calling it quits. Yeah. Here's, I put this on, new Sex Mex song, and the guy or the band put out things all the time, and I started listening to this. I'm like, God, this is different from them. And then I listened to the whole song, and then I read that it's a cover of a Pink Floyd song, In the Flesh, and I didn't even know it, but it ended up that I kind of like it. So here you go. Here's new Sex Mex, In the Flesh. We'll be right back.
the end of time.
Now we're at the point of the show where, I said I had the show ready a couple weeks ago, so I don't have a lot of notes for these last few songs, but obviously that was the Gorries with Let Your Daddy Rise. The box before that was See That Girl from the new record called Not Ready, and we start off with Sex Max in the Flesh from new single, and they're from San Antonio, and give that song a listen. Let me know what you think about it. What else did I write? Also put, okay, it says, I know what I did. Under the comments of the band on Bandcamp, one of the guy wrote, Bobby, I make pancakes for my kids while listening to Sex Mix at least once a week. Life is good. Damn, I like pancakes. Here's something new from Drunk Mind, the Drunk Moms. New record, and what's it called? I don't know. I'll let you know when I get back. The song's called New Australia. I'm an idiot.
Cigarettes and cheesecake.
place and the money you make. You better have fun in the new Australia. God hates the space. Get aboard our race. Say you better have fun in the new Australia.
All right, that's Count Bishops with Teenage Letter from a comp called Naughty Rhymes, The Best of Pub Rock. That second record's great, man. Fill up some great stuff from the pub years, you know, like Ian Dury and the Blockheads and I don't know, on and on and on. And also, that's the Drunk Moms with New Australia, and the name of that record's called Beer Baby. How could I forget that? It's a damn good record, too. So anyway, thanks for listening. This has been Dave here at Marty's Garage. God, this show went quick. Too much talking, but hey, I don't know. I'm out of touch. I'm out of touch. Email me at marty63@gmail.com. I'm going to end it with more Dead Guys. Well, Wayne Kramer and Johnny Thunders together with John with their record Gang War. That was the name of their band, too. Hey, thanks. Good song. See you guys. Bye. Take care, man.